Welcome to Fort Washington Vikings playoff report. I'm Christian alongside Adam Jackson on CLM Sports Fort Washington. We have a matchup between the Fort Washington Vikings and the Massapequa Chiefs.
Massapequa coming in with a good record this season. 15-1 to be exact, first in their conference, fourth in the conference, fourth in the playoffs, seeding in Class A1. So, Fort comes in with 4 seed, the away team, and Massapequa as the home team. But we are at a neutral site right now, Hofstra University at James Sheward Stadium.
It looks like both teams are going to be taking the field. Fort Washington will be wearing blue, trimmed in white, and Massapequa white with black and gold. Starting lineups for the Vikings. On attack will be Brandon Caswell, sophomore. Brian Porecki, another sophomore. John Athanasian, a senior. Midfield will be Drew Turner, Tommy Dover, and James Del Monte. And on defense will be Daniel Cummings, Aiden Murphy, and Seth Friedberg. For Massapequa, we have Thomas Greenblatt, Garrett Giddens, Logan Tucker, Dan Callen, Matt Wygan, Brian Lennigan. The goaltending matchup will be Mike Venezia and A.J. Galassi.
Venezia committed to Lehigh and Galassi, a St. John's commit, as the two sides will shake hands. Goalies go to their respective nets, and the face-off is about to commence.
And this matchup will be between two very good face-off men in Long Island. The matchup will be between Angelo Trakis, who is ranked the best BOGO in all of Nassau County, against Fort Washington's Tommy Dover.
Matchup about to commence, and we'll get this game started. 12-minute quarters. First quarter about to commence with a face-off. And we are almost underway as face-off has now commenced.
And it's won by Massapequa. Petrakis immediately comes off in replace for number 5, Thomas Greenblatt. Massapequa behind the net, cycles around with it. On the left side, it's number 7, Garrett Giddens.
Blakeman just came in for Fort Washington.
Here comes Logan Tucker, the sophomore. Turns around, back outside to Garrett Giddens. Top of the crease. Gibbons gets trouble, back out to Tucker. Tucker fakes a shot, fires, and they score. Right off the bat, it's Timmy Lay, a commit to BU. That's his 41st goal of the year.
Yeah, 41st goal of the year. 8 assists, actually, to match that, and 28th in the county in points this season, and he shows it why there. The nice right side ripper on the bounce that gets by Velocity. And Massapequa is up 1-0. So second faceoff coming your way here after the early score. 28 seconds into the game with Timmy Lay, 28th in the county in scoring. How about that? So faceoff about to commence between the two men we mentioned before.
And Petrakis wins it again. Dover's 0-2 so far. Trakis and Dover are fighting for possession. It's picked up by Garrett Gibbons. Gibbons across the center of the field. Comes across. Looks outside to the right-hand side to number 21, Timmy Lay. Lay cycles behind the net.
And Lay taking his time there. As, strategy, letting a play form.
As A.J. Pilot will come off. He's going to be guarded by number 20, Jack Haberman. They score again.
And just to recap what happened there, Lay came from behind the net, gave a quick pass to number 4, Dan Callen, and he gets the second goal of the day for Massapequa, only about 63 seconds into this game, and it is 2-0 Pequa.
And that's Callen's first point of the year, first goal for defenseman.
I'm sure he's happy about that in such a pivotal semifinal playoff game here at Hofstra University. So, faceoff will commence between Dover and Petrakis once again. Third faceoff of the game within the first minute, basically, here at Hofstra.
And Port hasn't even had possession, really, so far. Petrakis has been excellent in faceoffs, as looking to go for 3-0, and he will win it again, head backwards to his own net, pass it to his goalie, Venezia, pressured by Poho Raki, but brings it across to number 33, Brian Lennigan, on the right side. He's going to settle down and chip it across. It's to number 37, Stephen Caramelli for Massapequa. Moves left, guarded by Xander Stapleton. Kicks it left to number 14 of Massapequa, Colin Gleason. Cycles behind the net, guarded heavily by Daniel Cummings. Around the horn they go, back to Greenblatt at the top. Looks to make a couple moves on a defender of Port Washington. Heads left, steps around, passes it to number 19, Linsinski. Linsinski moves right, guarded by Josh Ahn, with a nice stick check there, but it's here come Massapequa around the net. Back out cross, it's Greenblatt.
Greenblatt cycling over behind the net, taking his time, allowing that play to form again. Another pass behind the net. Getting it out, heavily defended by Port Washington right now, just trying to let a play form right here.
And Colin Gleason stands by as here comes Greenblatt. Greenblatt cycling around, guarded by Del Monte, a Muhlenberg commit. Back to Gleason.
Del Monte known for his offense as well as his defense in this game. All around great athlete as Massapequa gets to the top. Once again, gets it behind the net.
Matt McCarthy with the pass to Thomas Greenblatt, who makes his way around Del Monte. Outside the crease, he gets decked by Del Monte, and that's going to be a penalty against him.
It's going to be a penalty against Del Monte. The first one called today. 9:21 remaining in the first quarter, as a lot of subs come off for both teams. So it'll look like it'll be Massapequa possession, waiting to be seen where they will get the ball. Ref making the call to the scorer's table, making sure they're clear, all clear on their end.
And Xander Stapleton, the new commit, comes into the game, defensive midfielder for the Vikings, and
just elected to student council today in Fort Washington Shriver High School elections, interestingly enough.
And he's going in as a pack, so that's something definitely to notice as Massapequa has his man up right now. Matt McCarthy cycles it around to number 24.
They have 15 seconds left on the penalty, trying to make this count right here.
Still no shots, but they're looking for the perfect setup. Here comes Massapequa. Gibbons hits it right. Give and go play. Gibbons fakes the shot, and it's shot. Nice save by AJ Galassi. He cradles it. Shot by Timmy Lay.
And it looked like Port Wild, their first possession of the game, as they're looking to get it up the field right now.
And the pass is to Mikey Beal, the sophomore. Beal running with the ball, crosses over. Nice guard by number 40, Christian Moreno.
And now they're into Massapequa territory, right up near the logo right now. Back out to number 5.
Drew Turner, and now it's passed to Brandon Caslow, who's pressured by Massapequa defense.
Gets it back up to Del Monte, gets it to Beal. Beal on the left side, looking for some room.
And he'll be able to find number 44, John Athanasian.
Gets it back up to Turner, back out to Beal, who's looking for something on the left side. Athanasian back in the corner, gets it back to Beal. They're just looking for something to happen there. Trying to get it to the right side now.
And Del Monte settles it down, and he's guarded by Givens. Taking his time, nothing really doing here as he makes his way inside. Port down 2-0, 7:45 remaining in this first quarter.
Making a play happen, trying to get on the left side.
And Del Monte, a poor pass who goes through Turner, but it's recovered by Port Washington.
Beal will make the recovery, a little slash there on Turner. He's looking for something at the top of the field. Looking to make a little juke on the Massapequa defense, gets inside.
And here comes Caslow, the sophomore, behind the net. It's Athanasian, guarded by Kellen. Athanasian works around, cycles behind on the wraparound. Continued to be great defense from Callan. Finally spins around and looks to Goro. Gets it across, and it's nice stick check from Massapequa as it was in and out of James Del Monte's stick, but it's recovered by the Vikings.
Nice little scoop there by Mikey Beal.
Turner looks for a shot, heavy pressure, and cycles it back outside and will take his time. And we believe
Beal looking for a play here.
Here comes Brandon Caslow. Caslow on the right side behind the net. Take his time, guarded by Thomas Greenblatt, midfield.
fakes the shot, turn, going straight into the teeth of the Massapequa defense, and is checked there.
A nice stick check by a combination of two Massapequa defenders to disrupt the play and prevent Port Washington from having a great opportunity early on.
So now it'll be Massapequa ball coming in for the Vikings. A few players on their defensive attack. Green-black coming up, gives it in to the right side, back to the top for number 42, Logan Tucker. Tucker gives it to the right side for Gibbons. Gibbons creating time, gets it back up to the logo.
And Gibbons is just going to take his time here. His team's up. They have all the momentum as he goes to work on Mikey Beal. He goes to the right side. Shot bounces, but it's wide, and it's going to be Massapequa ball.
No save there by Galassi, but good pressure by Beal to not let that shot get straight at the net with 5:45 remaining right now. Massapequa back on the attack here on our left side.
And here come the Chiefs trying to set up a play. Brought outside, number 7, Gibbons. Gibbons looks around. Nice defense from Port Washington. I believe that's Lewis Blakeman. As he shoots it, it hits off the post, but
wow,
it's regained.
What a close shot there. What a nice shot with the pressure on the right side. That was an impressive shot as now number 21, Timmy Lay, takes it behind the net. Little pressure from the left side, tries to get it back.
Lay gets it to Tucker, who misses left, and that's going to be wide. 5:13.
Still Massapequa ball there as the defense. As the Port defense couldn't get to that.
So here comes Greenblatt on the right side. Looks across. It bounces behind Galassi as is an intended pass for Logan Tucker.
Tucker getting it out. Gets it to the top for number 42. Well, that's Tucker, excuse me. Tucker gets it back out to number 7, Garrett Gibbons.
Gibbons passes it fired wide by Greenblatt. An interesting fact about Thomas Greenblatt of Massapequa, he had a hat trick, 3 goals against the Vikings in their last game where Massapequa barely outmatched the Vikings.
So now Lay gets it behind, matched up by Port defense.
And it's outside, Matt McCarthy cycling around at the logo, number 19, Kevin Linsinski, the captain.
7 goals and 7 assists on the season for Linsky.
Fires save Galassi, and he's settling it down, but it's going to be picked up. And a nice move by Xander Stapleton to get away from coverage and bring it down the field.
Stapleton getting way downfield before he stopped a little bit. Pass it to the left side. Athanasian now in the corner.
Yeah. And that was a nice pass from Jack Haberman immediately to get it to Port offense.
And now it'll be Massapequa ball as Athanasian gives it up.
Athanasian looks to regain possession, but it's taken away by Massapequa. Massapequa settling down the offensive zone. New subs come in. Lewis Blakeman for the Vikings at long stick midi. Back outside, it's Linsky.
Blakeman more of the defensive type on the field. He only has 1 goal on the season.
And he's directing 8th grader Henry Haberman where to go, Jack Haberman's brother.
But Massapequa will turn the ball over. An interesting choice of pass there to try to get it behind the net. It will to no avail there, so Port gets it back with 3:28 remaining, 2-0 Massapequa early on here in the first quarter.
And here comes Drew Turner for the Vikings. Turner looks to make a couple moves.
Turner really proficient with that stick. Definitely something to watch out as we go on in this ball game here.
And it's about 3:08 remaining this first quarter. Pequa up 2-0. Port still scoreless. With I don't even believe a shot on goal yet. Maybe one.
I think they had one shot by Turner, but he didn't have much of a chance to get that in.
And here comes Henry Haberman. It's stolen away by the Chiefs, and they're able to break it out and create an offensive opportunity. It's Dan Callen. Callen.
2:45 remaining. So now it'll be Lay bringing up the right side. We've seen a lot of him early on, but he'll give it back out to Linsky. Linsky, the captain of this team, as we said before, 7 goals, 7 assists. Definitely a force to be reckoned with in this Massapequa offense as he comes out now and gives it up to Garrett Gibbons.
Gibbons will look for Logan Tucker, and Greenblatt and Tucker play a little give and go there as it's number five, Drew Turner, playing some defense. Tucker winds up, bounces it, and it bounces short and wide of A.J. Galassi, the goalie.
But Massapequa is the first to get there, and they will still have possession.
On the left wing, it's number seven, Garrett Gibbons.
Gibbons and Maryland commit 20 goals, 20 assists on the season, 2020 club. Very impressive for him as he brings it to the top.
And he looks to fire fake shot, and it's blocked by number 11 of the Vikings, Seth Friedberg, a very aggressive player.
Del Monte had a chance for the recovery there, just couldn't get his stick high enough, and Massapequa will continue with their offensive possession. 1:45 remaining.
Gibbons drops it off. Tucker winds up and scores. Logan Tucker.
And Blakeman, obviously upset with himself there, slamming his stick on the ground as he was the prime defender there, just try to stop Tucker to no avail. It will be 3-0 Massapequa with 1:41 remaining.
Well, Port has had their defense has not played very well today, and the offense has been basically non-existent, so.
Yeah, we've seen one shot on goal, Chris, and the defense is really not stopping those long-range shots, which are going in for Massapequa, and Galassi just being overbearing with this. I mean, it's hard for him, even a St. John's commit such as himself, who's a very good goalie. He can't stop all these shots just by himself.
And another face-off win by Petrakis. He's undefeated in the face-off category today. Colin Gleason will get it to Matt McCarthy behind the net, and he'll cycle around, and a couple subs made for both teams. Jajan Longstick coming in.
So there's Gibbons again, bringing it to the top. Looked like he's been the general for this Massapequa Chiefs offense. Greenblatt's been the scorer for this offense as he brings it up. He's definitely been prime in this game.
Well, he just shakes and bakes by his way of Jack Haberman.
Massapequa bringing it down to the left corner. McCarthy bringing it around to the right side for Massapequa, bringing it back to the top for Gibbons.
Gibbons looks to make work on Josh Ahn, sophomore. Gibbons guarded by 24, Xander Stapleton. Now Logan Tucker looks to wind up back outside. It's Greenlight and Gibbons. Gibbons settles it down with 37 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. 3-0 Massapequa, excuse me.
It looks like they're going to try to take this to the final seconds of this quarter. Is Gibbons. Gibbons tries to make a pass to McCarthy, doesn't go, and it will be poor possession. And now Drew Turner bringing it up, only 20 seconds to go.
And Turner breaks free, takes a shot, nice save by Menezia. Beautiful save.
That was the best chance they were going to get all game there, and a big deck by number 20, Jack Haberman.
And the shot sails wide, great opportunity for Greenblatt.
Massapequa had got the possession after Haberman decked their offensive player. They got possession and they misfired there. So now they bring it out from the corner with about 2 seconds remaining, 1.9 on the clock. Try to get something off.
They fling it across, nothing doing there. At the end of the quarter, it's the Chiefs 3 and the Vikings nothing.
For us here on WDOT Fort Washington, we'll bring you the next action coming up next in the second quarter of this Class A varsity lacrosse playoff game between the Massapequa Chiefs and Fort Washington Vikings. Back to you here with some live action between the Massapequa Chiefs varsity lacrosse and the Fort Washington Vikings. You're about to commence with your second quarter. Based off 12 minutes in the quarter, Massapequa up 3-0 at this point, courtesy of goals from Logan Tucker and Thomas Greenblatt and company. So Dover and Petrakis will take the face off. Petrakis, best Fogo in Nassau County, 9 gold. And
he's third best on Long Island, as a matter of fact. And he'll win it again, 5-0. An opportunity for Massapequa behind the net.
Massapequa now going to the right side instead, and it will be Lay bringing it to behind the net. Guarded heavily by the Fort defense.
And Lay will drop it off to Kevin Linsky. Linsky, guarded by Port Washington's number 4, Stephen Mesh. around the horn they go. On the left side, behind the net, it's a poor pass from Matt McCarthy. And it's going to be port ball. I just given away. AJ Galassi has it as his own net, passes it to Drew Turner, guarded heavily by Colin Gleason. But Turner's making his way all the way across and all the way on the right side across the field. Turner sets up, high pass but secured by Caslow, who settles it. And Turner asks for his back, gets it. He's going to Ithaca for lacrosse next year.
Port really needs to get something going now. Mikey Beal trying to get his team involved in this as Athanasian gets it back to Beal. Beal back up to the top for Del Monte. Del Monte is committed to Muhlenberg. As we said, 40 goals on the season, 12th leading scorer on the island.
And behind the net is John Athanasian. It looks like he's going to be attending Boston College. Nothing confirmed yet, but that's one of the... He's still on a wait list at a couple schools, but it looks like he'll be headed to BC and Chestnut Hill this fall. Not for lacrosse, just as a student, as he's a great student. Heard some good words about him.
So Athanasian trying to get his lacrosse skills going right here with 10-12 remaining in the second quarter. Brings that right stick out.
Guarded by Callen. And it's secured by number 22 of the Vikings, James Delmonte. Delmonte, a nice move on Massapequa defenders. Spins around, fires off the crossbar. No good.
And Beal tried to get the recovery there, but he couldn't. And now Massapequa bringing it up the left side as Lewis Blakeman comes in for defense.
And it's a great opportunity for Pequa here, and they score.
What a pass there. That was good as assist as you'll ever see. Coming up on the left side, Massapequa gives it right up the middle on that goal.
And it's Matt Wygand, who's next year is going to be attending Merchant Marines. He's going to be playing hockey there as well. And that's his fourth goal of the year.
Yeah, Wygand definitely a great... I mean, he had to fire that very quickly after the pass. And now Massapequa is up 4-0. So, Port going down quickly in this game. They need to change something with 9:40 remaining here in the second quarter. If something doesn't change quickly, it could spell bad news for the Vikings right here. So the faceoff will commence once again between Dover and Petrakis. Petrakis has won all 5 faceoffs so far. Let's see if he does the same.
And they're both fighting around for it, and it's won by Massapequa again.
It wasn't won by Petrakis, but it is won by Massapequa. So all 6 go to Pequa, and the Chiefs will have another opportunity with Gary Gibbons coming to the left side.
Gibbons, he'll settle down, high pass, but secured by Greenblatt.
Greenblatt, 15 goals, 17 assists on the season.
Well, now 16 after that.
Really gives it up to his teammates.
Another shot, and it trickles in.
And Galassi can't believe the bad luck right now for Massapequa, for Port, excuse me, Garrett Gibbons on that goal. Now he has 22 goals on the season as Massapequa will go up 5-0 here on the Vikings, and you can see the morale starting to take a toll on the Port players as they just can't believe the bad luck for them right now. But things can change in a heartbeat in a lacrosse game.
And that happened earlier this year against Massapequa. Port turns around, but just too little too late.
And they don't want that to happen here in potentially the last game of their season right now. And it's sure looking like it at this point. 9:08 left in the second quarter. They look to maybe turn it around with this 7th faceoff here. Dover for Port has not won a single one. He looks to change that, maybe change the fortunes for the Vikings. Faceoff is... not won by Port, is won by Massapequa. Petrakis gets it to up to number 28 for Massapequa.
And he shoots it just wide as the Red Sea parted for
Petrakis.
Him.
He gets it back to Petrakis. So Petrakis got it to Gibbons, who got it back to Petrakis, and he shoots it wide.
He winded up there, really looking for the 6th goal of the game for the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs are coming out strong, and they are not afraid to take shots, as they have been all offense today.
Well, here comes Massapequa Greenblatt to Gibbons. Gibbons makes his way around number 24, Xander Stapleton. It's stolen away and brought out by James Delmonte.
So Logan Tucker took that big shot, and he is a great athlete, also a star in football and basketball for Massapequa.
And here comes Jack Haberman. Haberman fakes the shot, looks around, he'll settle it, kicks it to the right side where it's Brandon Caswell.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with the Port defense, the Port offense, excuse me. They're being a little too conservative with their play right now. I think they need to take some more shots, take some more risks, and see if they can't get back into this game with some good time shots, with 8 minutes remaining now in the second quarter.
Well, now it's Haberman passing it to Athanasian. Behind the net, it's Parecki. Caswell on the right side. And it seems Massapequa's giving them a little bit of room to keep passing it around. They're not playing extremely tight unless Port comes inside, as Drew Turner does. He gets caught up. Great defense from Matt Weigand.
Weigand giving him a couple slashes there as Beal tries to go from the left side. Beal has an open shot.
And nice save again by Venezia. It's a great play, and it's going to be Massapequa ball.
Massapequa playing some great defense right now. They don't need to play defense for long because once Port usually takes a shot, they usually get it back as some subs are coming in for Port Washington and Massapequa as now Garrett Gibbons is bringing it up the right side.
And I do want to mention, Massapequa was missing their two best players, both defensemen. One of them's committed to Notre Dame, the other committed to Duke. As a matter of fact, it's Griffin Hawthorne. He's attending the Notre Dame, I believe, for lacrosse next year.
Yes,
a very good school. And he'll be meeting up with assistant coach John Crawley, a veteran and alumni of Port Lacrosse.
Yes, he definitely is a supporter of Port Lacrosse, and he was a great lacrosse player. He went to Johns Hopkins out of Port Washington, out of Schreiber High School. So a great alumnus there at Notre Dame who will be meeting up with a Massapequa alum.
And he's not just a coach, but he also plays, not just an assistant coach at Notre Dame, but he also plays in the MLL, as Galassi has a save. He played through the Charlotte Hounds. And his brother, his two brothers, Brian Crawley, he plays at Fairfield in Connecticut. And the younger one is in eighth grade named Patrick.
And he goes to Weber Middle School looking to be the next up-and-comer in this Viking program. So the Vikings now have it back after a nice glossy save. Del Monte bringing up the right side for the Vikings, looking to get something going with about 6 minutes left in the second quarter in this half.
And it's 5-0 Chiefs. Port has been completely shut down so far.
And a timeout called with 5:56 remaining. 5:56. We'll take a little break here, get you back to the action on WDOT Port Washington. We sound Trevor Rice. Well, I'm Adam Jackman alongside Chris Spina, bringing you all the action from the Port Vikings varsity lacrosse game here at Hofstra University. Back to the action here on WDOT Port Washington for the Port Washington Vikings varsity lacrosse playoff game in the semifinals of Nassau County playoffs with the Massapequa Chiefs. 5:56 remaining in the first half of action here. Massapequa up 5-0. Port looking to get their offense going as now Brandon Caslow will bring it up to the right side for Port and get it back going here after the timeout.
And it's Drew Turner. Looks around and has Mike Beal on the left side on the wing. It's John Athanasian, an attack. Poho Recchi behind the net and across to Caslow on the right side. Del Monte, he gets a pass from Caslow, looks to make his way inside, heavily pressured by the defense of Massapequa. To the left side, it's Beal. Beal, as they have the little pretty game going around looking for the perfect shot, but right now it's Port's down 5-0. They need to just put some shots on Venezia.
Yeah, they're really looking for the perfect shot and they're not finding it, so I think Beal has been really the best aggressor for Port. He's been going in and taking some nice shots. He had 27 goals on junior varsity, and there he goes again.
Beal fires and scores through the five hole of Venezia.
Well, just as I said right there, the attack is key for the Port Washington game right now, for the Vikings game, and Mikey Beal just did it right there, number 27. He has 17 goals and 5 assists on the season, now 18 goals on the season with that one right through the five hole of Venezia, as my partner, Chris Spina, just mentioned. So now it is 5-1 Massapequa with 5:09 remaining.
And that was a great play by Beal, as we see on the replay here. He just brought it right through the left side, got it behind, ran right through the defense, and had a nice lefty shot, as he's one of the players who solely shoots lefty for Port. He can't shoot both ways, and he primarily uses the left side, the left hand, on his shot, but he just broke right through.
And only a sophomore there as Port wins their first faceoff of the game, almost gives it over as Haberman is stuck in a little rut there. Steven Betch. Betch bringing it up the right side now. 4:50 remaining. Port now making a little run on the outside as I believe Henry Haberman will get it up. Excuse me, not Haberman. That is Pelorecki.
And now the Vikings, it's Drew Turner. He'll drop it off to Mikey Beal. Already has one goal in the game.
Beal up on that left side, right where he likes to be, but gives it off to Athanasian. Back to Beal on the left side.
And now it's Turner in the center by the logo. Looks to make some work on AJ Pilot, and he's been able to break free. Turner gets caught, loses possession, but it's regained by Del Monte, who's going to settle it down and bring it to the outside and uses his quick speed to get away from a scrum as everyone was poking away from the ball.
Yeah,
great play by James.
It really shows the great play by Del Monte, and that's why he's committed to Muhlenberg, because he has that great speed. Mentioned by his teammate, Lewis Blakeman, he told me that his speed really differentiates him from a lot of other players on the field, and that's what he did right there with that play. As Athanasian tries to make a play on the ball with 3:45 remaining.
Yeah, 5-1 Massapequa. Port has the most recent goal in the game. No longer a shutout, which is good for the Vikings. But they need to keep up this offensive pace as it's a shot saved by Venezia. And the shot was by number 5, Drew Turner, on the right side.
Yeah, it was an okay shot by Turner. I really didn't think he had the angle on that one. But, you know, at this point in the game, when you're down 5-1, you try to get any chance you can get. And he just missed by a couple of feet right there, as it will be a timeout by Massapequa. 3:20 remaining, 5-1 Massapequa. For WDOT Fort Washington, I'm Adam Jackman, alongside Chris Spina, and we'll bring you right back to the action here at Hofstra.
So it's going to be Massapequa with the ball, 3:20 remaining in this first half. And we're lucky enough to be sitting up in this booth today. There's some great height over the field here at Hofstra, and that was made due thanks to the athletic director of the school, Tiffany Joannon, so thanks to her.
And now Garrett is bringing up the massive look back to the top of the field. Getting back to the logo with 2:15 remaining here in the half. Going to make something happen. He's got an assist in the game and a goal.
And here comes Gibbons, breaks free, passes it, and it's in and out of the stick of Logan Tucker. As a poor play by Steven Betch as he tried to pass to AJ, the goaltender, almost given away right in front of the net.
And now Xander Stapleton going up, gets checked. And a broken stick there for Massapequa. And Xander Stapleton makes a glorious swing move there to get out of it. And now Drew Turner, I believe. No, that is Brent Castle, be up on the right side. And looks like timeout.
We'll get back to the action following this timeout. Once again, 2:19 remaining, 5-1 Massapequa.
Back here with the action from the Port Vikings varsity lacrosse playoff semifinals between the Vikings and Massapequa Chiefs.
And you can follow all Port Washington Vikings sports as well as lacrosse, as the girls have a big game coming up against Massapequa in the county championship game. For women's lacrosse, that's going to be played at Delphi, but you can follow all Port Washington sports action at Port Vikings on Instagram.
And now the Port Vikings will get back on the field here with John Athanasian. Bring it to the left corner.
Cycle behind the net. Port looking to get something as we're 2 minutes remaining in this half.
And they're looking for something to bridge the gap between them and Massapequa, maybe a goal or two goals.
Yeah, cut down this 4-goal lead.
Yeah, definitely. As one of the players, Lewis Blakeman, said to me, he said 4 goals in lacrosse is nothing that can't be achieved in a short amount of time. So Port will look to break this deficit right here.
Behind the top of the by the logo, it's Vikings settling down. Mikey Beal.
Mikey Beal makes a nice cut on Massapequa defender. And it is a long shot by James Amonde from the left side.
And that's fired wide, and Brian Pelorecki will play. He gets it to the left side from behind the net. Athanasian and Turner. Turner looks across center of the field. It's Mikey Beal. He trips over, makes a nice move, guarded tightly. And a wind-up shot saved by Venezia from Drew Turner. A high shot. I don't think it would have hit that anyway, but Venezia got a stick on that.
The Vikings will still have possession on the right side. Beal in the right top corner. Not a natural position for him as he is the lefty as he has to dump it off.
And then Drew Turner with a nice shot on the left side. A beautiful pass from Mikey Beal. And now it's only a 3-goal game with the minute remaining in the half.
Well, we knew that Mikey Beal wasn't going to take a shot from that right top corner position, but we knew he had the potential to make an assist as he has now 6 assists on the season for him. And that makes it 5-2. And cuts down the Massapequa lead to 3. So now Mikey Beal has 2 points in this game, showing his promise as the young sophomore. So now the faceoff will commence. Port Washington only winning one of the faceoffs. Tommy Dover in there against Angelo Petrakis. Again, Petrakis, the best faceoff man in Nassau County. So definitely a tough matchup there for Dover, but he'll sure try to get this ball with only 56 seconds remaining.
And they're fighting around for it, but it's won by Massapequa immediately up the offensive side. Nice pass, and a beautiful diving save by A.J. Galassi. Opportunity for Timmy Lay.
And Lay passed to McCarthy there. McCarthy took the quick shot from the left side, and Galassi made a great save, opening up his body there and getting it with the stick.
Yeah, basically a diving save at that point. He went up in the air and blocked a sure goal for Massapequa.
But Massapequa will still have possession with 25 seconds remaining. They'll look to bring it down to the end of the half here, going behind the net to the left side.
A nice handoff here for Massapequa. It's number 14, Colin Gleason, back in front. 21, Lay. It's Lay.
Lay looking to get it around. Number 10, Matt McCarthy gets it to the top.
6 seconds, it's Gibbons. Gibbons fires, nice save, Galassi rebound off that, and that's fired wide with 0.2 seconds. Nothing really can be done in that very short amount of time. At least I think nothing can be done.
Well, basically, I think they'll bring it to the end of the half right now. They'll try to maybe tip it in or something to the like of that.
And nothing doing there. Just throws his net. Secured by A.J. Galassi. And at the end of the half, the Vikings, 2 unanswered goals, but the score still 5-2 in the favor of the Chiefs of Massapequa.
And I just want to mention that in the last minute of play, as the Vikings and the Chiefs now go to their respective locker rooms, A.J. Galassi made some amazing saves in that final minute. I think you would agree with me, Chris. He definitely saved a couple goals there. Garrett Gibbons from Massapequa, the Maryland commit, made a nice shot from the top of the field, but Galassi saved it there, and he made a nice shot with about 5 seconds remaining to get us to the end of the half. So we have about a 10-minute halftime break here in the action. Once again, you're listening to WDOT Port Washington, the sound of Schreiber High School. 5-2 Massapequa in this Class AA semifinal matchup of lacrosse. We'll be right back with the action at Hofstra University.
All right, welcome back to some second half action here at Short Stadium of Hofstra University. Their lacrosse field is hosting both the Port Washington Vikings and the Massapequa Chiefs in this semifinal matchup. Score 5-2 in favor of the Chiefs early on in this first half, but we're looking for a Port Washington comeback at the start of the second half.
Yeah, it's really been the play of number 27 sophomore Mikey Beal, who's been wanting to get back in this game. He had a goal. With his assist. So Hofstra University, just a little history on this field. This field hosted the NCAA national semifinals here about a week ago.
And also the New York Lizards, they played some MLL lacrosse here, as well as the New York Cosmos soccer team. They played a couple years here. I remember going to a couple of the games, as it's Dover versus Petrakis. The first faceoff of the second half, it's won by Petrakis. He'll go up against Tommy Dover.
Petrakis won every faceoff so far, except one in this game. Lewis Blakeman getting out on defense for the Vikings. So they will try to stop the red-hot Massapequa offense, as they did in about the final 5 minutes of the first half. Massapequa going back to our left of the press box, left of the logo now.
So here comes Pequa, number 5, Greenblatt cycles around, and it's a high pass off the stick of Logan Tucker. It's going to be Port Washington ball as Xander Stapleton rushes to get over in time. He will run right back into the game.
Stapleton, the sophomore, committed to Boston University.
And he was committed in ninth grade as a freshman. I mean, that's a pretty young commit, but obviously the Terriers over there, they up in Boston, they think very highly of the kid.
And in our booth right now, we have the Boston Terriers coach, so definitely watching their young star work out here today in the semifinals. But now for Port, Drew Turner back at the top, and James Almonte out at the left wing. Almonte gets it down.
Athanasian behind the net, center behind the net, it's Pohorecki. Caslow on the right side behind the net, crosses over the NCAA, little marker on the right wing. Back outside, it's number 27, Mikey Beals and Del Monte. Three men back for the Vikings, you have Friedberg, Murphy, and Cummings. Beal looks left, it's Turner. Turner back to Beal with about 10 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this third quarter, 5-2 Piqua.
Beal, as a youngster, played baseball also. He was on one of my baseball teams in Little League, very good baseball player, but obviously definitely a little bit better across scoring a goal and having an assist here as the Vikings looking to make something happen. Athanasian in the right corner.
He fires and scores, John Athanasian. He's pretty hyped up now. It's cut to a two-goal game. Three unanswered goals for the Vikings as he had a dribbler right off the ground, basically like a grounder from the right, left side behind the net, curls around and fires it home.
Well, just to give you a little description of what happened there, Athanasian was looking for room to get in there and get into the crease to try to have an opportunity for a good shot. He juked a move trying to go behind the net and then went back out against the defender, shot it from the right side and scored easily the last three goals. Chris, scored by the Vikings, so a little bit of a comeback here. Tommy Dover now taking the faceoff against Angelo Petrakis. Petrakis has been very good for the Chiefs, and he's good again. He'll win the faceoff.
And Tommy Dover almost had that one. Just caught up a little bit, Petrakis with the win in that, though. And still basically dominating Dover in the faceoff category today.
So the Vikings looking for some good defense here, as they've had of late.
Here comes Timmy Lay, fakes the pass, but eventually does get it to Gibbons.
Gibbons has been the general of this offense, been very good thus far. The Maryland commit, 21 goals, 20 assists, as we mentioned, the 2020 club here on the island.
And Gibbons, he'll be guarded by long stick midi Josh Ahn. Looks to go from left to right, cycles around, back at top, fakes the shot, is Greenblatt, and now it's a nice save by Galassi, as it was Gibbons on the right side. And it's going to be Port Washington ball.
Well, they didn't know if number 14, Colin Gleason from Massapequa, got there first, but apparently didn't, and Galassi will now have it and get it out to Drew Turner, who's going up through the logo for the Vikings, trying to create a fourth goal in a row.
Turner goes to the left side, passes to Athanasian. Athanasian goes to work on Dan Callen, whose brother, he plays lacrosse at NYIT. So something interesting there, I guess. Lacrosse runs in the veins of that family as well as many others. As I'm able to mention a couple more Athanasian brothers. Andrew Athanasian's a sophomore. He plays on the Port team as well. You have the Haverman brothers.
Yeah, definitely a lot of lacrosse blood here today at Hofstra University. But Athanasian trying to score his second goal of the game, going to work on the left side, but brings it out back to Drew Turner. Turner, the Ithaca commit, 26 goals, 17 assists, a lot of assists for Turner, as now Del Monte brings it up on the right side.
Well, James Del Monte looks around. He fires it just wide on the right side, packed Venezia, but it's going to be Brian Porecki getting the ball, and he will bring it across. And Porecki, you don't know what type of name is that? It's a Ukrainian name. His family from the Ukraine. Sounds a bit Polish or Eastern European, as Porecki looks to work on Lenigan, back outside. Nice shot, nice save from Venezia as it was Turner winding up the great shot, but Venezia made it look easy there, Adam.
Yeah, Venezia, the Lehigh commit, definitely finding that ball there as now Massapequa going on the offense, and Galassi makes a nice save as he traps it and doesn't trap it just yet, but the ref makes the signal and he does. So just going back to that save by Venezi as now Port has the ball. It was a straight shot right up the middle for Turner. Kind of saw that one coming and he saved it with the stick. Nice save there. So now Port coming up the left side. 7:17 remaining, 5-3, Massapequa lead. Massapequa has not scored in the last, I believe, 8 minutes of play here, as now Mikey Beal brings it across, and Brendan Caslow will get to the right side for Port.
Well, guarded by Matt Wygand. Caslow and Parecki behind the net. Parecki guarded by Lenigan. And it's Athanasian. All the way on the right side, kicks it outside to James Delmonte, who in fact lives right across the street from me.
Delmonte, very nice family. They've always been a contributor to the community, and especially PYA, Port Washington Youth Activities, played lacrosse and baseball for them.
I always thought it was athletics. Youngster.
Athletics, excuse me.
I wasn't sure if it was, because yes. I played in the PYA a bit.
Yep. It's definitely a good community of athletes there, and they encourage lacrosse, baseball, football, and basketball, many other sports.
And I think they even had some roller hockey back in the day.
Yeah, great association for youngsters in Port Washington. Definitely encourage you guys to get involved in that, as a lot of these Vikings out on the field right now were involved in that program. So bringing you back to the action, Paul Horecki gets it to Beal. Beal fires.
That was just wide to the right of Venezia.
Beal, nice shot there. He's used to shooting from that left side, and he does there. A little tough on the angle there, and a little quick pass from Pokorecki. 6:04 remaining as Athanasian will get it back for Port, trailing 5-3.
And here comes Pokorecki on the left side. Beal at the top, and he'll pass it to Turner. Turner looks to go to work, passes it, and it was just through the stick of Caslow. But I believe Port's able to regain possession. It's Mikey Beal. He'll cycle behind the net.
Mikey Beal, great mental heads up there as he gets it to Drew Turner inside.
And Turner just misses the right corner, the right upper corner. But Porecki will have possession. I think Venezia may have gotten a piece of that.
Yeah, he may have gotten a piece of that. And also, just to speak of Drew Turner's skill, the Ithaca commit, he made a nice little juke move going from right to left. Faked the shot with the right, went with the left. Just couldn't get it to fall in the net there, as Port has another chance with 5:24. They've been much on the offense this quarter, rather than the last one. Definitely a change in their style of play.
And in the first one, they basically had no possession at all, but now they're getting in the groove just like we are, Adam.
Yes, definitely.
Our first game ever calling lacrosse, and we're glad to be here. It's been a pretty entertaining game. Port having nothing going in the beginning, but they're on a comeback right now, and let's hope they can tie it up and eventually take the lead and win this game. Knock on wood.
Yep, they definitely look like a change of pace here for the Vikings, as now Drew Turner looks to get it inside, defended tightly, but gets it back out and over the head of John Athanasian, and it will be Massapequa ball. So unfortunately, a turnover there for Port, just as they try to get something going. 4:47 left, definitely a lot of time in a lacrosse game now, as Massapequa have the chance to go on offense for a little while, as they bring it up on the right side.
Hopefully Port can have a nice defensive stop and get out of this defensive side of the field.
So a little substitution for Massapequa, now Logan Tucker coming in to the game, and out comes Kevin Linsky.
And Tucker, he'll be guarded by Xander Stapleton. Stapleton staying with him. He has to force a pass from Greenblatt. Now it's Gibbons who fires, and he will score, make that 6-3. It's back to a 3-goal lead for the Chiefs.
Well, that was a tough one there. It was kind of a change of lines a little bit for Port and Massapequa, and Massapequa just kind of changed their lines first there, and it was a nice goal by Gibbons with on the right side with the left-hand stick. So now 6-3 with 4:14 remaining. Chiefs up by 3 as Tommy Dover and Angelo Petragas will take another face-off here at the beautiful James Schuert Field here in Uniondale, New York, bringing you the action on WDOT Port Washington in the Class AA semifinals of the Nassau County Lacrosse Championships. So the faceoff will commence, and it will be won by Port.
That's Dover's second win, but it's immediately in beautiful stick check, gives Pequa the possession. A beautiful play by Timmy Lay. And also commit to BU, so he'll probably be playing with Xander Stapleton. You can see why the BU coach is over here in the booth.
nice play on that one, getting possession for Massapequa, as now a little bit of line change here. As
Steve Caramelli, he'll look to pass the ball around, and around the horn they go to Kevin Linsinski.
Owen Vail now bringing up the left side for Massapequa.
Owen Vail kicks it to Linsky, the captain. Vail
looking to make some room there.
Yeah, and he scored a goal against the Vikings earlier in their meeting this year.
3 goals and 1 assist on the season. Not too much action for him. Looking to change that here. Up 6-3, 3:14 remaining. Time dwindling in this third quarter. Port looking to make something happen quickly. A low-scoring affair as of right now. Only 6-3. These games usually get up into the teens in scoring. So a little light on that right now. But Massapequa looks to change that with good defense by Port. They bring it up to the left side.
But right now, Massapequa has the momentum, but it's stolen away. It looks like in favor of the Vikings. It will be collected by Aiden Murphy. And he will get it to Galassi, who will bring it across the left side for the Vikings.
Bringing it up here on offense. A little change. Pahorecki into the game.
And that was a beautiful play by Jack Haverman, making it all the way from the defensive zone into the offensive zone.
Stapleton, the BU commit, gets it up to Pahorecki. Pahorecki brings a little bit of humor to the team. They say he is the comedy man, giving a little bit of spark to this Vikings offense, hopefully right now with a little goal. But gives it to Athanasian behind the net.
Athanasian looks to work on Dan Callen. He gets double teamed. A penalty will be coming up against the Chiefs.
So the Vikings look to have a little man advantage soon. But Drew Turner looking to make something happen right now.
Turner gets it to Beal. Beal fires, and it's a nice save by Venezia. They will touch up, and Port will have the man up.
Man up, 1:45 remaining here in the third quarter. And that was almost a really nice goal by Mikey Beal, with that as some subs come in, and Brandon Caso here for the Vikings. We'll take a little timeout. We'll be back with the action here on WDOT 4 Washington. And we are back here, 1:45 remaining. Massapequa Chiefs over the Port Washington Vikings 6-3 as of right now in the semifinals of the Nassau County AA Lacrosse Championships for Port Washington. John Athanasian getting it in from the left side. Number 44 gives it up to the top for Turner, gives it up to Caswell.
Here comes Pahorecki, and hopefully for the Vikings, they can get some shots on and not look for the perfect play. But if they get a goal, it's a goal, and that's what they really need right now. And whatever their approach is, let's hope Port can get one past Venezia. As it trickles right by the crease, it's Pahorecki. Fakes the pass, looks around, guarded by Pilot.
Pahorecki tried to make something happen with the right side of his stick there on the left side, just couldn't make it happen. And Beal with his good side here on the left side, couldn't make anything happen.
And the penalty comes to an end, back to even strength.
So Port couldn't make advantage of that short penalty right there.
And I don't believe they even got a shot off.
But looks to still make something happen here. I don't think it's the biggest detriment to their game at this point. As now Pahorecki will bring it behind the crease. Pahorecki going on Logan Tucker.
Looks across. It's Beal. Beal at the top. Pass. Number 22 for Port. Del Monte looks to wind up, but fakes it. Pahorecki behind the goal.
Pahorecki looking for a man advantage here.
And he'll have a low pass, but it's still collected by Port Washington's Drew Turner.
Turner is mobbed in the center there, and it will be turned over, actually a penalty, going against Massapequa once again. They have committed two. Port has committed one so far. 21.5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Now Brandon Caswell will bring it out from the right side.
I'm not sure if there's a penalty on it. Maybe they just stopped play, but still, it's an opportunity for John Athanasian, who just misses
actually,
wide.
Actually, no penalty, excuse me. But Port with 10 seconds remaining, but now will be Massapequa ball as Brian Pahorecki obviously upset with that call there on the out of bounds. But
it looked like he was definitely there first, though, so I don't know what the ref was thinking.
Massapequa will try a Hail Mary pass, but to no avail as the clock runs out. Massapequa 6, Port Washington 3 at the end of the third quarter. Fort looks to erase this 3-goal deficit with 12 minutes remaining. Can they do it? Find out here on WDOT 4 Washington. We'll bring you all the live action of the Nassau County Class AA semifinals. I'm Adam Jackman, and Chris Spina alongside me here at James Stewart Stadium in Hofstra University.
Welcome to some fourth quarter action here at Stewart Stadium in Uniondale, New York. The Vikings down by 3 to Massapequa, looking for a fourth quarter comeback and to advance the county championships, which the girls will be playing against the Lady Massapequa team in, I believe, after Memorial Day weekend, the week after
the
31st, correct?
So, Tommy Dover taking the face off against Angelo Petrakis. The two have been in a tense fight for that ball at the Hofstra logo. 6-3, Massapequa leads. Fort looking to erase the steps. Is it going to be a hard uphill battle? And Massapequa will win the faceoff. That won't help them out much. Massapequa now going on our right side as they cross the logo here. Gibbons taking it from the top.
He fires and scored. That's Gibbons, I believe, his third of the game.
And Gibbons is on a hot streak right now as he has come out firing for the Massapequa offense. Only 12 seconds into this quarter, and Fort is now down 4. Chris, is this game slipping away for them?
Massapequa's gotten the last two. Fort had a great offensive surge early in the third, having three of their own unanswered. But Massapequa has countered that late in the third and early in the fourth now with two of their own.
Well, it's going to be a tough uphill battle for Fort. Let's see if they can change that. Still a lot of time on the clock here.
And Gibbons is a tremendous athlete as well. I know from CLM associate Matt Hassan that he's a great wrestler. And he's a very, very talented one, as a matter of fact. And we see it's not just wrestling here.
Yeah, definitely lacrosse. He's definitely a big talent for this Massapequa squad, who is number one in Nassau County. So Gibbons bringing it up from the left side, waiting for some subs. It's Logan Tucker getting in, his trusted number two. He gets it to Tucker.
And Tucker, the sophomore, he'll be working against Josh Ahn. Tucker gets it to Greenblatt on the left side, makes his way across. Greenblatt, Tucker, behind the net is number 10, Matt McCarthy, who he tore his ACL last year, but he's definitely rebounded and has become a lot more confident in his abilities at lacrosse.
Yeah, we haven't seen him score today, but he has got a couple chances on the assist, and he's been a catalyst for this Massapequa offense.
As flags thrown, as Jared Gibbons was tripped.
And Gibbons looking to walk it off here, a little limp in his step, but it looks like he'll be okay.
It looks like Jack Haverman will be serving the penalty. Lewis Blakeman's going to be coming into the game. Two men off and one man on. And that's the extra man. This going to be a one-minute penalty against the Vikings.
This is a big point in the game right now. Massapequa can go up by 5 here. It'll be a really hard thing for Port to come back from. But Port will look to withstand this man advantage and try to prevail here, not giving up any goals. But Massapequa immediately takes to the offense.
And this is the type of this is the type of opportunity that the Port offense needs right now. They really need to just... they cannot give up a goal here. They cannot allow the extension of the lead to 5 goals. That would definitely hurt them with only 10 minutes remaining in possibly their seasons and for the seniors, their high school careers.
Well, bringing around in this diamond formation looks like for Massapequa as Petrakis gives it up to Lay, brings it back to the top of Gibbons. Gibbons looking for a shot.
He'll take it and he'll score. That's 4 for Gibbons.
And Gibbons having a great game right now. 4 goals, and Massapequa up 8-3 over Port with 10:07 remaining. And Port's game is definitely slipped in the fourth quarter, definitely a little bit of fatigue factoring into this game, a long game against a very tough team in the Chiefs, as Tommy Dover for Port will try to take it away from Petrakis here at the faceoff. If they're going to get this comeback going, it's going to need to happen right now, Chris.
And the man up is erased.
With that goal, so they have one on the man up advantage, as Petrakis will win it again. So Dover gaining no luck on the faceoff today, as Gibbons brings it back, and he takes his sweet time there at the top of the field.
And Garrett Gibbons, he's had a day today.
Definitely.
I four goals. And he's been a force to be reckoned with for the Vikings defense.
Yeah, they haven't really found an answer for him right now, and he's just scoring at will as he gets it again. He fakes the shot there, doesn't have a good angle there, but he definitely knows when to take it and when not to take it, Chris.
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
He's definitely been smart with it today as he gives it up to Logan Tucker.
And Tucker is guarded by number 24 of the Vikings, Xander Stapleton.
Stapleton provided some good D and some good offense for the Vikings today, the BU commit. So Massapequa bringing to the top for Gibbons. Gibbons looking for some room on the left side. Can't get it. Brings it back up to Greenblatt.
Here comes Tucker down low. A nice shot wide from Timmy Lay as he turned around and immediately, unsuspectedly, shot it wide on the near side.
Well, Lay looked like he was going to pass it there, but then shot it kind of over his head at Galassi. Just missed wide as... Now, Greenblatt kind of gives it away from him as Blakeman tries to get it back, but he cannot pick up the loose ball, and Massapequa will again gain possession, 8:40 remaining, as Gibbons now has it up by the logo. Gibbons looking for his men to get in position.
And he's just taking his sweet time here. Nothing to rush. They're up by 5 with about 8 minutes remaining in this ball game. So if I'm Gibbons, I'm not rushing. I'm just taking my time, set up a play. And looking to add on to the scoring.
Yeah, Gibbons definitely the commander of this offense and definitely doing it well here as he is up on the wing. Gives it back up to Linsky at the top. Linsky taking a little more of an aggressive approach on the left side.
He was guarded by Blakeman. Haberman now, he has the role of guarding Gibbons. But Gibbons is being double-teamed. Xander Stapleton coming in, still able to make the play, get it across the field to some poor players. Shot wide. It's going to be continue to be Massapequa ball. Timmy Lay will take it out. He has 40 goals. Coming into this game, he scored 40 goals and 8 assists, 28th in the county for points. So,
yeah.
Obviously a great player.
Yeah, Lay has really been good this season. So has Del Monte for Port. But those guys haven't been the catalyst for both their teams. It's been Mikey Beal for the Port Washington.
I mean, Lay, he did have a goal earlier. Lay had a goal. He scored the first one. As there's another one.
Well, there is Timmy Lay
right second.
Right on cue there, proving me wrong with that there. But it's definitely you have to admit that these teams have had some unsung heroes. Now, Massapequa takes a 9-3 lead. They definitely have guys step up in this game. Port, obviously less than people right now. So,
yeah.
7:36 remaining, and Port barely hanging on in this game, down 6 goals right now.
And you know who we haven't seen come in for the Vikings? We haven't seen junior Teddy Nelson. He usually gets in as a defensive midfielder, but he's been expected to play, and he has not come into this game to the surprise of me and I'm sure you, Adam.
Yeah, it's definitely been an odd thing to see him out, but, you know, Port's pressing for points right here, and maybe they just can't afford getting him in the game right now, trying to get some scores in as Avanese makes a nice swim move on the left side for Port as they have the ball here. They won the faceoff. First time in a while for them.
Well, here comes the Vikings. It's Beal. Center guarded tightly by Massapequa defense.
Turner making a move on the inside. Really nice stick handling there. Beal gets it back out to Caslow. Caslow making a move on the right side.
He'll get it inside. Del Monte gets stripped. And Massapequa will bring the ball out with 6:45 remaining. Up the field comes Kevin Linsky.
And Del Monte got marauded there, and he really had no chance for anything in the middle of the field for a shot, so he gives it up to Massapequa. But lapse in Massapequa judgment there as number 14, Colin Gleason, drops it, and Port can gain possession. So they'll have a chance as Josh Ahn possession on the right side. 4, 6:25 remaining, 9-3, Massapequa.
And here comes launch committee Josh Ahn. He gets to Caswell. Ahn comes out in replace for some new Viking players. Pohorecki will come in. Turner looks stubborn as well.
So Pohorecki immediately gets in on the action, getting the ball, gives it right up to Drew Turner.
And Turner is in replace of Jack Haberman.
The senior looking to make his mark on this Port program, not ready to let go yet, but 5:55 left in the game. It might be too late, down 6 goals.
And here comes Athanasian, guarded by Karen. around the net. Looks to wrap around, and he gets mauled. A penalty's coming up against the Vikings as Massapequa will take possession.
I think it would be against Massapequa.
And Athanasian's in a little discomfort. You see him,
Yeah, he got bruised there on that one. He was going single arm stick handling there, and he got banged into by a couple of Massapequa defenders. So I believe the penalty will be on Massapequa with 5:34 remaining. Port is down by 6, and they'll have the 32nd man advantage. The penalty will be on number 23, Matt Weingab. So Port bringing it up to the top.
And this is a 32nd penalty, by the way, just to mention. Here come the Vikings offense. They need a goal here as soon as possible. They don't have time to look for the perfect play. They just need to get shots on Venezia. Turner, shot, Pohorecki, beautiful save by Venezia.
Well, that shot wasn't going in, but Venezia made a great save nonetheless, and now the penalty will be just about over as Massapequa bringing it up the field on the left side. Number 37, Steve Caramelli.
And Piqua settles it down.
Excuse me, that was 27, Brian Horinski.
And they'll settle down. Garrett Gibbons at the top. Couple changes here. They'll just set it up, waste some time. 4:38 remaining in this game, 9-3 Massapequa.
Well, it looks like if it's not the end for Port, it's pretty close. I mean, it's never over till it's really over, but 4:30 remaining as Massapequa was just taking their sweet time. And 6 goals would be an amazing comeback here for Port. It wouldn't be impossible as Massapequa fires, can't get it in, and Galassi makes the recovery. 4:17. We saw a great championship comeback in other Viking sports in football. The Port Vikings boys were down 21-0 entering the fourth quarter, and they won, but now there's a turnover by Port, and now Logan Tucker will come down and pass it to Linsky, who can't get it. Another save by Galassi.
I thought that hit post. I thought it was back-to-back post shots, but either way, the ball does not want to go in right now for Massapequa.
So I guess luck is on the Port side for now. 3:45 remaining, getting to crunch time here. Down 6 goals here in the semifinals of Nassau County AA.
We'll need to average about 30, a goal every 30 seconds if they want to tie this game. And
it's going to be tough to do that at this point with Massapequa's very tight defense. So Gibbons, again, taking his time, coming up from the right side, gives it up to the top of the key.
And they shot and score another goal. That's Colin Gleason.
And that was Matt McCarthy who gave the nice assist to Gleason. It was Gibbons who gave it behind the crease to McCarthy, who dumped it off underhanded to Colin Gleason, who made the nice overhand shot. Massapequa in double digits, 10-3 over the Vikings.
And Adam, you never really want to say it's over till it's over, but I think we can pretty much say here that it's over.
Well, Port, you know, they put up a great season, and, you know, we don't want to count them out totally, but they played, you know, kind of subpar today, to be honest. They really had that offense going in the beginning of the third quarter. It just kind of died down. Their defense hasn't been the same as it's been all season, and really this Massapequa team has overpowered them in almost every facet of the game, especially on face-off right now. Tommy Dover is just getting outmatched by the best Fogo in the county, Angelo Petrakis,
who just wins another one.
Yeah. It's been a tough battle for Dover today, as now Timmy Lay will go behind the crease for Massapequa. 3 minutes remaining here in the ballgame.
And another shot wide from Lay. And if I'm Tommy Dover, I mean, He's obviously proved his abilities against Oceanside in the previous playoff game, but he must be very frustrated right now. There's nothing he can do on faceoffs can outmatch Petrakis' skill. So
yeah, and it's and also on goalie, we've seen Mike Venezia, the Lehigh commit, do a great job, but AJ Velasi letting some. I mean, his defense, granted, has been has been subpar today, but he has let some shots go by him as a St. John commit. I'm surprised to see that George Moshos, the Dickinson commit, hasn't gone in for Port Washington.
Yeah, this will be his final game.
This will be his final game, as he is a senior and Galassi is only a junior. But 2:25 remaining, and Massapequa still has the ball behind the net.
shot that's over the head of Galassi by Gleason. 2:17 remaining in this ballgame.
And Lay will get the ball again. As we said, Lay, 40 goals and 8 assists, 28th in the county.
Well, now 42 points. After today.
Of course, he had 2 great goals today, and also contributing for Massapequa with Gary Gibbons, the Maryland commit. He has 25 goals after today, and they are looking toward the county finals back here at Hofstra University next Monday.
And this will be their 12th consecutive appearance in these county finals for the Chiefs. So history was definitely against the Vikings today. You can definitely say
odds,
that.
The odds were not for the Port Washington Vikings today, but they did put up a valiant effort in some regards of this game. They just, Massapequa would definitely overmatch them. They're definitely the more skillful team, and they Port had a great season. You know, we saw some guys such as, and well, you know, the seniors, we'll say goodbye to them after our broadcast, but some notables like James Amonte and Drew Turner, Muhlenberg and Ithaca commit, respectively. They've been great assets for the Vikings in their 4 years at Shriver High School. So definitely want to remember their contributions as the Vikings make their way onto the field with 2:17 remaining here at James Short Stadium in Uniondale, New York at Hofstra University. A beautiful Thursday night on Long Island, sun setting over the skyline of New York City here in Uniondale, as we can see. And we are now looking for the broadcast booth out on the field to eastern Long Island. Looking over the town of Uniondale, we can see the Coliseum to our left, great place where the Islanders play. But another quick goal by Massapequa as they bring in the from the outside. And that was definitely a really quick goal right there, Chris.
Yeah, and if you didn't notice, A.J. Galassi got pulled. They're letting George Moschos get his final taste of action in high school lacrosse before he heads off to college.
Well, I think Port head coach Isaac Neal knows that they can't win this game, and they have to get Moschos in. He'll be playing. There are a lot of lacrosse in his future at Dickinson, but you know, for Port, definitely some sentimental value. As now for Massapequa, Angelo Petrakis will come out. He has taken his final face off of the game, and coming in for Massapequa will be number 18, Ryan Lee. Lee taking his first base of the game. Dover looking to take advantage here. Down 11-3, 2:10 remaining. Bit of a scramble as Port will not come away with it. Still scrambling, and Beal will come away.
Well, that ball was just near, and Beal swiped it right out of midair as he'll pass it to Athanasian. Athanasian settles down with 1:54. He'll get it to Drew Turner.
Turner coming over, his final moments of his senior career as he takes a shot, saved by Venezia, the Lehigh commit, as Massapequa would now bring it down the field over the logo, 1:40 remaining, 11-3, up over the Vikings. And Garrett Gibbons taking his time as the Maryland commit goes to the right, a little sub action for the Vikings as number 3, Harry Haberman, comes in.
Henry Haberman. I got a little confused.
Got a little mixed up on that.
Sorry, it's okay,
that,
Adam.
But we've got, right now in the game, 1:15 remaining as Gibbons taking his time, basically just running out the clock. But Beal's not going to let that happen. He's going to give him a little check in the right corner. Beal, the sophomore, a little feisty attitude, trying to not let Gibbons take out this clock. But Gibbons is trying to do just that, up 11-3. I mean, it's, you know, the game's over at this point, and Beal is pestering him a little bit with 45 seconds remaining. Gibbons just basically walking around behind the crease, taking his time, finishing out this game right here.
Yeah, Beal's not even trying to pressure him anymore, just letting it run on.
Massapequa players are on the edge of the boundary line, looking to mob their goalie after the game, as is tradition in lacrosse, as basically all the players are standing in position, you know, waiting for this game to finish up, as the Massapequa defenders are basically just talking to the Port players. 10 seconds remaining, these final seconds of this game. It's been a great game. They're starting to shake hands here as the Massapequa faithful, many in attendance, give their cheer of support. And with the final seconds off the clock, Massapequa wins 11-3.
And see some poor players, John Athanasi and James Del Monte, giving some hugs to some of the Pequod defenders as they've played against them for 3 or 4 years. So definitely tough for these Port seniors, and we'll run through them right now, as a matter of fact. Here are the seniors of the lacrosse team who will not be joining us next year as they attend college. Senior midfielder Drew Turner, senior defenseman Seth Friedberg, senior midfield Edward Molino, senior midfield Jake Diamond, senior Fogo and midfielder Tommy Dover, senior midfield defensive midi Jack Haberman, senior midfielder James Del Monte, senior defenseman Daniel Cummings, senior defenseman Garrett Ressa, senior goaltender George Moshos, senior attack Harry Basham, and senior attack John Athanasio.
Yeah, so definitely some notable seniors on that roster who will definitely be missed next season. As we look forward to next season for your Port Washington Vikings. Once again, the final score, 11-3, Massapequa takes it over Port Washington. They will be off to the Nassau County AA Finals here at Hofstra University next Monday. We will bring you our post-game wrap-up right after the break on the WDOT Washington.
Welcome to the Port Washington Vikings lacrosse post-game report. I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackman. After the conclusion of this lacrosse game, the final score, 11 for the Massapequa Chiefs and 3 for the Port Washington Vikings.
Well, we saw definitely some positives from the Port Washington Vikings today, and we've seen definitely positive their whole season. I just want to mention the senior James Del Monte, who is headed to Muhlenberg College lacrosse. He had over 100 points this season. He had 40 goals, and he definitely will be missed on this lacrosse team. But we did see some rising stars for the Port team, as in number 27, Mikey Beal.
And also, I'd like to mention Brian Porecki. He scored a hat trick. He didn't get on the score sheet today, but he scored a hat trick against Oceanside in the previous matchup. Also look for Brandon Caslow to come in, as he replaced Harry Basham after he dislocated his shoulder earlier against Oceanside. And also expect John Athanasian to be replaced by Andrew Athanasian, his brother, at the starting attack position.
Yeah, so definitely some talent on the rise for Port Washington. You fans shouldn't be worried for that long. And we also mention eighth grader playing right now for the varsity team, Henry Haberman, who is the brother of Jack Haberman, the defensive midi. He will come up next year, most likely back on varsity as a freshman on varsity, probably for the next 4 years. So definitely a bright future for the Vikings. Just want to mention some of the Massapequa stars of the game. We had Garrett Gibbons, the Maryland commit, 3 goals. And number 21, Timmy Lay, the BU commit, who had 2 goals from Massapequa. So definitely those guys contributed to the victory.
And for the Port scoring, Mikey Beal had one of his own, a goal and assist. John Athanasian scored, as well as Drew Turner.
So definitely some great stars in this game. And Massapequa will look toward that county final, as Port will look toward next season.
And we can see down on our left side, star of the game, the number one star for us, Garrett Gibbons. He's talking to a reporter, I believe for MSG Varsity, and he definitely seems to be excited about the upcoming county championship.
Yeah, so I think just running down our stars of the game, definitely for Port, our third star of the game, Mikey Beal. He had a great game with the assist and the goal as a sophomore, young sophomore in this game. Definitely a pressure situation for him. The second star of the game, Chris?
I'm going to give it to Timmy Lay, commit to BU. He will be playing with Xander Stapleton in a little bit, in maybe 2-3 years from now at BU. And he had 2 goals of his own and provided a spark for the Massapequa offense.
And I think Chris and I can agree, number one star of the game, as Chris just mentioned with the interview with MSG Varsity. Number 7, Garrett Gibbons, the Maryland commit. His stats, final stats for this season, not yet finalized, but as of right now, 25 goals, 20 assists, 4 goals in this game. Definitely had a game to remember. So once again, final score, 11 for Massapequa and 3 for Port Washington.
So that will wrap up the CLM Sports broadcast, this lacrosse season broadcast, and the final broadcast of the year for CLM Sports on WDOT Port Washington. We're very excited next year to be covering the men's football team as they are looking to go back-to-back in championship appearances. The last game they played was against Gorton High School, and they will be transferring leagues, and they will be playing in a Nassau County League next year. But Lewis Blakeman, a member of this lacrosse team, and I will be covering those games, and we'll look forward to also covering, as Adam and I will be covering the varsity basketball squad for next year.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got to look forward to Port Vikings Radio on WDOT Port Washington in association with at Port Vikings on Instagram. Crispina, I, and Lewis Blakeman will be covering all of the sports action, and Matt Hassan from Port Vikings Sports. In the following year is our senior year, being our senior experience for us in high school. So once again, our final broadcast of the year, and we leave you with a great game on all ends.
Well, once again, thank you for tuning in to WDOT, WDOT Port Washington Sports here. Crispina, Adam, Jackman, thanks for tuning in, and we wish you a good night.